Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Now, God is inviting us into a relationship with Him so we can walk with Him through every day. Now, Christianity is not just going to church. It's important to go to church to hear the Word of God and worship together. But Christianity is a lifestyle. It's something we live every day as Christians. And so, God sent the Holy Spirit to live in us to help us live a Christian life every day. So we can talk with God every day. We can get direction from God. We can get wisdom from God. We can get God's help. And so it's important in the day and age that we live in that we learn to walk with God through our day. But today I want to talk about what I call a kingdom shift or kingdom change. And on Monday night when I was in prayer, the Holy Spirit spoke to me that we are in a kingdom shift. We are in a kingdom change. Now, a kingdom is like a nation, and it's under authority and power. And in the Bible, it talks a lot about kingdoms. And there are three different kinds of kingdoms we see in the Bible. The kingdom of Satan. Now, the kingdom of Satan is a spiritual kingdom. And so the kingdom of Satan is where Satan rules in the air. You can't see him. He rules through evil spirits and rules through demonic forces in the air, and he tries to influence people's lives. So we have the kingdom of Satan. The second kingdom the Bible talks about are the kingdoms of this world. And so these are the nations in the world. These are natural, you see with our eye. So they're natural authority, natural kingdoms in this world. And then the last kingdom we see in the Bible is the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Now the kingdoms of this world are temporary. Everything in this world is temporary. Everything you can see, feel, and touch is temporary. It starts and it finishes. Kingdoms of this world come and go. Nations come and go. The kingdom of Satan will one day be destroyed. So the kingdom of Satan will one day come to an end. But the kingdom of Jesus Christ or the kingdom of God is eternal. And it's a spiritual kingdom, but the kingdom lives within the hearts of men and women. And so today I believe we are coming into a kingdom shift or a kingdom change. You know, there's a conflict, and Jesus talked about it. There's a conflict between the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And Satan tries to tempt us through the things of the world and to cause the compromise in our lives, and so that he can take authority in our lives, because Satan seeks to get authority in the earth. But Jesus Christ came to set us free from the kingdom of Satan. Jesus said, the enemy, Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. And so the kingdom of Jesus Christ comes to give us life. The kingdom of Satan comes to destroy us and destroy everything we have. And so there's this conflict between two kingdoms. And right now, Satan seems to be having the greatest power in the world, and trying to control the world and influencing the world. But I believe there's a shift that's coming, a change is coming, and I'm going to explain it to you in this program, where the kingdom of Jesus Christ is going to grow in the world, and it's going to continue to grow. And there was a big kingdom change at the death of Jesus Christ, or the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 27. Now, I know when Jesus was born, he was born a king at birth. But Jesus' kingdom did not really start until the crucifixion. The crucifixion was the beginning of his kingdom and the beginning of the end of Satan's kingdom. And so we look at Matthew chapter 27, verse 45 through 53. We see the account of, part of the account of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Now Matthew 27, 45 says, now from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land. So the sixth hour and ninth hour, that's noon until 3 o'clock. And so when Jesus was crucified, Between noon and 3 o'clock in the middle of the day, there was total darkness in Israel. There was no light at all. And one of the things I see that's happening with kingdom shift here is there's a growing darkness covering the land. See, Satan attempted to kill Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He put him on the cross. He thought he had destroyed him when he killed him. And so darkness covered the land. So as we look out over the world, we see growing darkness. And that growing darkness is an indication to me that we're coming into a kingdom change. And so don't be terrified by the growing darkness and the growing evil and the growing problems in our world, because they're a sign that the world is coming to an end and a new world is going to be birthed, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Then you go on to in verse 46 of Matthew 27, it says, and about that ninth hour, that is at 3 o'clock, so it was dark from noon until 3 o'clock, then at 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? In Hebrew language, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? So the world has been covered, the land has been covered in darkness. Darkness covers everything, and Jesus feels that God has forsaken him. And the reason why is because Jesus took on the sin of the world. He died for our sin, he died for my sin and your sin. And sin for a moment separated us, separated Jesus from God. Now Jesus had never been separated from God. He had lived eternally with God, and he is today eternally with God. But for a moment there, darkness ruled over the face of the earth, and Jesus, because Jesus took our sin upon him, and he died and bore our sin and paid the price for our sin, so we don't have to be under the power of sin anymore. And then in verse 50, it says, now Jesus cried out again, and with a loud voice yielded up his spirit. So in verse 45, he yielded up his spirit and says, then behold, the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints of the Old Testament that had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of their graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city of Jerusalem and appeared to many people. So I want to look at what has happened here, because I think there are signs of this change that we are going to experience in the world as the kingdom of God grows in the over and takes authority over the kingdoms of this world. And the first thing we saw is darkness covered the earth. Darkness covers the land. And then the second thing we see was there was a great earthquake. And so what I see happening in our world today, there is a great shaking happening. Everything is being shaken. Governments are being shaken. Finances are being shaken. We had this big COVID thing. Health is being shaken. Everything that we have in this world is being shaken because Satan is trying to destroy this world. So a sign of the shift that's happening, the change of kingdoms is happening, is we have this growing darkness, we have this shaking to happen. And it says, during the earthquake that happened, the veil of the temple was torn in two. Now, in Israel, they had a temple in Jerusalem, a big, beautiful temple, and the temple had three different major rooms. It had the outer court where people would come to do sacrifices and to worship God. And then you went behind a curtain, and there was a place called the holy place. And in the holy place was where the priest would go in every day and present the blood of the sacrifice. And then there was another big curtain, and you went into what was called the Holy of Holies. And that was a center room, and that was where the Ark of the Covenant was, and that was where the presence of God was. So people would go into the outer court. That's where everyone could go. The holies is where the priests went, and the Holy of Holies was where God's presence was. And the priest could go in only once a year into the Holy of Holies, because he could only go once a year into the presence of God to present a sacrifice for the sins of the people. But when Jesus died on the cross and the earthquake happened, the veil, this curtain that was between the holy place and the most holy place, was torn in two. Now, this curtain was very thick, and it was 30 feet high. It was very high, about three stories high, very thick. And no one could even tear this curtain. It was so thick, no one could tear it. But yet this curtain was torn from the top to the bottom, not from the bottom to the top, from the third story down, this curtain was torn and torn in two. And the reason this curtain was torn is when Jesus, before Jesus died for our sins, we could not go into the presence of God. The people in the Old Testament could not go into the presence of God. But when Jesus died for our sin, it opened, it took our sins away. Jesus took our sins upon himself so that we could go into the very presence of God himself. So we go into the very presence and talk with God ourselves. We don't have to go through a priest anymore. We can go directly to God ourselves because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And so we see that when the darkness is on the face of the earth, darkness covered the land, the earth shake, things were being shaken in the world, but the curtain, the veil, was torn in two. And I believe that what's going to happen as things grow darker and darker in this world, and things are going to be shaking more and more in this world, that God is going to open the curtain of his glory, that we're going to see the glory and presence of God revealed in the earth. You know, in creation, in Genesis chapter 1, it says that darkness covered the earth, and the Spirit of God hovered over the earth. And God spoke, and there was light, and light covered the earth. See, light drove away the darkness. When darkness covered the earth, God spoke, and light came. And so I believe that in the midst of the growing darkness we see in our world, in the midst of the growing shaking that happens in our world, that the glory of God, the light of God, is going to be revealed in the darkness and the midst of the shaking. So we don't need to be discouraged and afraid when we see the growing darkness and evil. We don't need to be discouraged and afraid when we see the shaking things, government shaking, all the problems in the world. And we don't need to be afraid because God is getting ready to show forth his glory and his power. We know in Acts chapter 1, after Jesus had risen from the dead, Acts chapter 1 and 2, we see the glory and power of God revealed because the veil of the temple had been torn in two. And so we see that God is getting ready to move in our world today. And the last thing we see that happened, and that's in verse 52, after the veil of the temple, after Jesus had died for sin, and the veil of the temple had been torn in two, it says in verse 52 that the graves were open and the bodies of the saints, referring to the saints in the Old Testament, who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. And so we see that the last sign, the last thing that happened was, is that the graves were open. The Old Testament saints could not go directly to heaven because Jesus had not yet died for their sins. But when Jesus died for their sins, the graves opened up and the dead saints came back to life, and it says they appeared to many people in the city of Jerusalem. They weren't spirits. They came to life with new bodies, and they appeared to many people in Jerusalem. So Moses, who had died thousands of years before, came to life. In a new body, Abraham came to life. So people saw Abraham walking through this, not a spirit. Abraham was raised with a new body to life. He raised up. And I believe the third sign that happens is God is going to bring new life to his church. See, the Bible calls the church the body of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I think for much of the body of Jesus Christ today, we have been corrupted by the world. We have been fallen asleep. We haven't been alert, but God is getting ready. We see the darkness increasing in the earth, and we see the shaking happen, and God is going to show forth his glory and his power, and God is going to bring forth his church into newness of life. Those who are seeking God, God is going to bring them in. You notice it didn't bring to life all the people from the Old Testament, only the saints from the Old Testament, only the people in the Old Testament who are really committed to God. And I believe around the world, there are people who are committed to God, who are struggling in the darkness, who are experiencing trials and the shaking, but God is going to pour forth his glory and his power in these last days, in these saints, and those who have committed themselves to God, and God is going to raise them up and show forth his glory and his power in the earth. We are in the sign. When you see the darkness and the shaking, you know the time of God's glory is coming. And God's going to pour out his spirit. Jesus said God's going to pour out his spirit in these last days upon all flesh. That was a prophecy in Joel. We see it fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. And we're going to see it fulfilled again in these last days. I believe we live in the days where God is going to show forth his glory and his power. But we have to learn to listen to the voice of God in the midst of what we are going through. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 through 29. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 through 29. It says there, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven? Whose voice then shook the earth, and now he has promised, saying, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. Now this once more indicates the removal of those things that can be shaken, of things that are made by man. The things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. So the writer of Hebrews here is talking about something that happened to Israel in the wilderness. God brought Israel out of the slavery in Egypt. He brought them in the wilderness to prepare them to go into the promised land. And one of the things God did, God wanted to reveal himself to the children of Israel so they would know who he was. So when the Israel came to Mount Sinai in the wilderness, God came down on Mount Sinai in smoke and fire, and the mountain trembled because of the power of God on the mountain. And God spoke to the children of Israel from the mount so they could hear his voice and know his voice so they would follow his ways. But we see that the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 20, verse 18, it says the children of Israel backed away from the presence of God. When they heard God's voice, instead of accepting what God said, they turned away from God, and then they turned and made a golden idol, and they said, this was our God. So God judged them because when he spoke, they did not listen to God, but they turned away and served idols. An idol is something that you put above God. It can be things of the world. It can be satanic things that you worship, that you put in bigger place and bigger importance than God. So Israel, instead of listening to God and worshiping God, they listened to the world, they turned to the world, and things of the world, they put their confidence in the world, and so God judged them. So the writer of Hebrews said, there is another shaking that's coming because God wants to speak to us. And he said, we must listen to what God has to say. So, you know, in the midst of the shaking that we're having in the world, in the midst of the darkness, we have to make a determination to hear the voice of God. Because if we're going to survive the shaking, if we're going to survive the darkness, if God is going to use us in his glory and his power in these last days, we have to learn to hear the voice of God. How do you learn to hear the voice of God? You first of all learn to hear the voice of God from the Word of God. So you have to read the Word, study the Word, meditate on the Word. Because the Bible is God's revelation of himself. See, if you want to learn about someone, you study about them. Well, God reveals himself through his word. And so as you study the Bible, you get to know more about God. And Jesus came to show us who God was like. And so if you want to know what God is like, study the life of Jesus. Read the Gospel of John. Read the Gospel of Matthew and Mark. Read about what Jesus did, what Jesus taught, And you, as you learn about Jesus and how Jesus lived and how Jesus acted, you learn about God and how we should live a victorious life. And as you learn the Word and learn how Jesus lived, and you can learn how to work, and you can learn how to hear God's voice and know God's way. As you read the book of Acts, you see how the early church lived. That's how we're supposed to live, like they did in the book of Acts. And when we do live that way, we will hear the voice of God. So the Bible shows us how to live a Christian life. It helps us know about God so we can hear his voice and walk in his way. So the writer of Hebrews says, when we see this shaking happening in the world and everything is being shaken, don't be afraid. Don't go running to the world. Don't go running to the devil. No, listen for God. God wants to reveal his glory and power to those who are listening. The second thing he said there that's important, he says that God is going to remove everything that's man-made, that only the things which God has made will remain. He says this one shaking indicates the removal of those things which can be shaken, that those with things which cannot be shaken will remain. He says, therefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So, you know, we need to put our life and confidence in Jesus Christ, in the kingdom of God. Don't live according to the world. Don't put your confidence in the world. No, build everything upon God's kingdom. Put God's kingdom first. It says God's going to shake everything, and only that which is of God is going to remain. That which is of the world is going to be shaken and collapsed and be destroyed. It says, therefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Remember, we're having a conflict with two kingdoms, and the kingdoms of this world are going to be shaken. The kingdom of Satan is going to be shaken, but the kingdom of God cannot be shaken, because God cannot be shaken. And when you're in his kingdom, you cannot be shaken, because you've established your life on God and on God's word and what God has told us to do. Where is the kingdom? Sometimes people ask, where is the kingdom? When you're born again, you come into the kingdom of God. Luke 17, verse 20 through 21. Luke 17, 20 through 21 says, now, when the Pharisees asked where the kingdom of God was, you see, Jesus was talking about the kingdom. Jesus talked a lot about the kingdom of God. And so he was talking about the kingdom, and the Pharisees, the religious people, they said, where is the kingdom of God? And Jesus answered and said, the kingdom of God does not come through observation. In other words, you can't see the kingdom, but it says, see here, see there. But indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. See, you can't see God's kingdom, but the kingdom of God is within the people of God. The kingdom of God are people who built their lives upon Jesus Christ. Jesus tells a parable of two houses that were built. One house was built upon a rock, and the other house was built upon the sand. Both houses were built the same way. They were both beautiful to look at. They were built exactly the same way. But when the storms of life came, when things were shaking and the waves and wind came against the house that was built upon the sand collapsed. Why? Because sand is always moving and changing. Sand does not remain the same. If you build your life on the world, your life will collapse, because the world is always shaking. Things of the world are always changing. But those who built their life upon the rock, Jesus Christ, and dug deep into the rock, got to know God's word, began to live life according to God's way. Those who built a lot on the rock, Jesus Christ, when the storm came, when the winds came, when the shaking happened, they did not collapse. Their house did not collapse, because they were built upon the rock. There is a shaking that's coming. There is a darkness covering her. There is a shaking that's coming. But God, in the midst of the shaking, is going to open the veil of his glory, the veil of his temple. He's going to reveal his glory and power in those who have built their lives upon Jesus Christ, who have built their lives upon the rock, who are walking according to the word of God, who do not compromise themselves according to the ways of the world. How do you get into this kingdom? You get into this kingdom through the new birth. Jesus told a very religious man who obeyed all of the laws of the Old Testament. And he came to Jesus, how can I know if I'm really going to enter the kingdom of God? And Jesus said, there's only one way you can enter the kingdom of God. You must be born again of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. See, the kingdoms of this world are shaking, but the kingdom of God will not shake. And when you establish your life on the kingdom, you will not shake. But that comes through the new birth. It doesn't come with just being saved. You know, when you're saved, you repent of your sin, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're saved. But you have to build your life on the rock, Jesus Christ. Being saved, you can be saved, and if you build your life on the sand in the world, your life is going to collapse. You have to build your life. So when you're born again, you become a new person. He says you become a new person in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So to enter this kingdom that cannot be shaken, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So I want to give you this chance to do that right now. Accept Jesus Christ and enter the kingdom of God. And I just want you to pray this prayer after me. If you've not accepted Christ as your Savior, or maybe you've gotten away from Jesus and you want to recommit your life to Jesus Christ, just pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came and died on the cross to take away my sin. Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. I give my life completely to you. I choose to serve you from this day forward. I choose to turn away from the things of the world and build my life upon you and you only, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for that I am born again now. I am your child, and I choose to follow you and obey you all the rest of the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you've committed your life to Jesus Christ, you need to become part of a body of Christ. You need to become part of a church. Begin to grow in the Lord. Begin to get into God's word. Pray together. Worship God. God is raising up a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and he's involved in us to be part of that kingdom. In Revelation 11:15-16, it says, then the seventh angel sounded, and there was a loud shout in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. See, Jesus Christ is an eternal king. The kingdom of Satan will be destroyed. The kingdom of this world are going to come to an end. And the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, is going to remain for eternity. So don't be worried about the dark. Don't be worried about the shaking. No, God wants to reveal his glory and his power in these last days through you and me, because the kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God is in the hearts of millions of Christians all around the world. We are part of the greatest kingdom, the eternal kingdom. Lord God, I just pray for every person listening to Voices of Hope. Lord, I believe we're in a kingdom shift. We're in a kingdom change, Lord God. The kingdom of Jesus Christ is rising up, Lord God, and the kingdom of Jesus Christ will prevail over the kingdom of Satan and the kingdoms of this world, because that is what you've said in the word of God. Lord, help us to give ourselves fully to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, and walk in his ways and for his purposes. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray you have a good week walking with the Lord. Encourage your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope. If you miss this program, you can always listen. I post my program on my website, The Voice of Hope Today, thevoiceofhopetoday.org. I have my sermons on that website. I mean, have a good week. Lord, we'll now see you next Saturday and continue your walk with the Lord. He is able to heal, deliver, and save, because he is all powerful. In Jesus' name, amen.